Episode 1672, Feels Like Home.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I am so excited because it's Friday. Yes, it is. And that means it's the weekend. And I don't know about you, but I'm kind of actually not that excited because on Monday, we start school. No! Okay, it's a little crazy in this house, but you know what? We're going to make it feel like home. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, differences in a family can be challenging. I'm sure you've had many. What feels like home to you may not be the same for the rest of the family. How can you accommodate everyone's preferences? Living in a home with a thriving environment for all to be their best seems like a dream. Don't you wish you could just call Joanna Gaines in and Chip and say, "Could you make this happen for me? I want the sparkle. I want the newness. I want the enrichment in my family. How do I get it going?" No matter where you are in the stage of living with your family, just married, just pregnant, very experienced, many kids running around, driving you crazy, or maybe you're getting close or in the midst of empty nesting, finding that happy medium where you love the home and the family. That's what you're looking for, right? Is finding it. What is that? How do you find that balance? Oh my gosh, the B word, balance. How can we do it? Well, living in so many different houses has put a twist on what works and what doesn't work. And when I look at all the places that we've been, you know, I wish we could have transplanted some of the houses. And then there are others, I don't know how we even survived. Seriously, when we moved every year for 5 years, number one, that was insanity. What was I thinking? I wasn't thinking. I just did. And we made it happen. I was young, and I don't know if I could move now every year for 5 years. I mean, crazy speed dial for the moving truck? Okay, no, not for me anymore. But now that school is around the corner, and for some it's already begun, and congratulations, you're off to a great start. You may want to look at creating a space that serves everyone, that will help smooth the days with more smiles rather than rustic rivers of chaos. Which would you rather have? The smooth smiles or the rustic rivers? I don't know. I'm thinking more smiles, even though, you know, the farmhouse, the grays and the white, that's all in. I don't want to go that rustic when it comes to my family's relationship. So we're going HGTV here today, and we're just going to look at what we can do within our own households to make it feel like home. So in the midst of gathering school supplies and readying the calendar for more busyness, because I know you're going to be busy, take a moment and check your main areas in the home where you can create a space that encourages calm and readiness instead of chaos and regret. It's time to create a space that encourages. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Create a space that encourages. Now, first off, I don't want you to think that this is going to require spending lots of money. Yes, I would love to be able to pay Joanna Gaines to come and redo some of my house. I'm in the midst of redoing it now. You know, we've been here, a year and a few months now. And I'm kind of amazed that we've lasted this long. And I'm almost hesitant to do anything for fear of we're going to move again. You know, it's just that thought of like, oh my gosh, it just gets me all anxious and worked up. But I just take a deep breath and I know God's got it all taken care of. So I just move forward. And so I have been working on little projects here and there. And if you've been listening to me for a little while, a few months back, we started working on the master bathroom. I had to take off this horrible, horrible wallpaper. Now, it was high quality. Don't get me wrong. But the design of it was like, oh no, they needed to pick a different design. It just needed to go. It was definitely no HGTV 2019, just saying. So it all came down. And then I had to figure out the colors. Once when I got the color figured out and the wallpaper all down, painted it, then I came in and I had to look at the walls. And I'm like, oh, what do I put here? What do I put there? So many questions. And then I was like, okay, this is what I want to create. This is the space. I want the space to be warm and inviting. Why? Because between the kitchen and the bathroom, that seems to be the main place, except for sleeping. And honestly, my bedroom, I'm sleeping in it, so I don't see it much. My eyes are closed. So my bathroom and my kitchen, those areas kind of really need to be on the up and up. They need to help feed my soul, not drown out and take away all of my energy. So with all that being said, you can create a space with what you have. Mine was a can of paint. More time, right? Because I had to take all that wallpaper down. And then I took stuff that I already had from when we moved before, and I just redid it a little bit of how I hung it on the walls, etc. Now, yes, I did buy a few new things like some towels and a towel rack because for some reason they don't believe in towel racks in this house, but we're making that change. So you can create a space, but you don't have to have lots of money to do it. So deep breath. You got this. So let's really look at taking the time and look at the needs of your family. Because really, when do we stop long enough to say, what does my family need? What do I need to do to have this household run smoothly? I don't know about you, but I just jump in and I'm like, I'm on all survival mode. Well, this year I want it to be a little bit different. I've had to do it recently because our oldest son has moved back home as he is settling into his new chapter of life. He has since graduated. He graduated in May, so it's very exciting for him. And he thought he was going to stay up north, and he got his job up there and all of that. And he was like, no, this is not for me. I want to move. And he goes, I'd rather move, not necessarily closer to you all, but in your all's area. And I said, okay, great. So Dad and I agreed that, come on, move back home. You'll get your job started, and then you'll figure out where you want to live from there. So we have since moved him in, and it's exciting, right? And it's exciting for us, too. I'm thrilled to have our son home. Having him live so far away didn't make this mama's heart very happy, but now I'm all smiles. So during the transition, we've created a space for him that is encouraging and stimulating for his new adventure. We made sure he had what he needed at his fingertips while then storing all the rest until he moves into his new place. Now, this is adjustment for all of us. The three younger ones, well, they're not that young. You know, our number three, Ashes, she is in college. She's a sophomore. And then we have our freshman and our senior in high school. And so, you know, we've all had to make some adjustments. But what I love most is how it's challenged me to think outside of the box. Your home can be whatever you need it to be. Just because you have a dining room doesn't mean you have to have a dining room. Now, I know you're probably going, what? Scratching your head going, that doesn't make sense, but it does make sense. What do you mean? A dining room is a space, right? Your living room is a space. A bedroom is a space. But you can create that room and make it whatever it is. You can have a dining room be a playroom if you need it. You can have the dining room be a game room if you need it. Now, will it maybe look weird if you have people come over and they're like, what did you do here? Like, where do you sit? Well, if you all sit and eat in front of the TV in the family room or living room, whatever you call it, hearth room, if you're down south, then why have a table, right? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't work for your family. You don't plan your household around guests. Think about that. I know, because all of my family lives away from me. Except for, you know, my children and one daughter. She's still up north. But everybody else is away. So anytime people come over to our house, they are guests. But that doesn't happen every day. It may happen a total of 2 or 3 weeks out of the year. And then if I have people come over, like from church or from school or whatever, the community, it's just for a couple hours. You need to make your house work for you on an everyday basis. I give you permission to take off the names of the rooms and make them what you need them. So are you ready to dive in? Oh, this is going to be so much fun. I love this. So here are some things to consider. Now, we've got lots of things. I mean, you've watched those shows, right? HGTV. And I'm sure you get hooked like I do. Oh, I love them. And then I have the idea, oh, I'm going to go into this room and change this. Oh, and I can do this too. Okay, deep breath. We are only going to take a sliver of what all you could do. These are just some questions I want you to consider to move you forward in creating a space that encourages. So number one, what do you need during this school year that would make your day end with a smile? Now that one, you got to chew on. Because if you're honest, and it's confession day, right? Most of our days do not end with a smile. Most of them are kind of like, oh, I'm glad I got through that. Or it feels so good to put my head on this pillow. You're really not ending it with a smile. You're just like, I'm done. And you wait for the next day to start again after you wake up. I want you to think of it differently. What do you need during the school year that would make your day end with a smile? So maybe it's organization in the hallway. Seriously. Maybe your kids come home. I know. I remember all those backpacks, all those coats, all those shoes. I mean, come on, having 10 little shoes lying around. I'm not saying pairs, 10 little ones, right? Because you count them all with five, that's 10, right? Can I multiply tonight? I think I can. Anyway, so you have all these little shoes and then you have all the backpacks and all the stuff that goes with the backpacks. And then if they play instruments, you have the instruments there. It's one thing after another. And then when the school projects come in, you have the school projects. You're driving yourself crazy. You're like, I can't even get into my house to enjoy my house. So maybe it's organization in the hallway. Maybe it's a place that everybody can dump their stuff, but keep you without losing your mind. Wouldn't that be awesome? All right, so start there. Maybe it's a study room. Maybe your kids are getting old enough that they need a space to study. You need to create a space. I know for us, when we were homeschooling for many years, in one of our houses in Nebraska, we had a loft. And so our house was actually, technically it was three stories, but the second story was a loft and you could only obviously get through it or to it through the main living space. And that was our whole schoolroom. It was fantastic. It was also my office. It was awesome. I mean, if I could have transplanted that part of the house into other houses that we've owned, it would be like perfection. It was just a really cool house and a design. We had no hallways in that house. It was just a room off of a room. And it was very unique. So maybe you need to find a study room. Maybe you need to have a sleeping room if the kids are old enough and they spend more time together either with their friends or out in the main part of the house. Maybe you have a sleeping room and then you create a study room. Whatever works for you. Maybe you need a playroom. Maybe your kids are little. And your hubby is like, gosh darn it, I just wish I wouldn't have to trip over all these toys all the time. Maybe you create a playroom where you have a smaller TV. You can go in there too and play. You can have time. But when you come out, the toys stay there or you only allow certain toys in other rooms. And maybe you need a man cave. I know we're putting everybody first besides ourselves, but this is what's going to help make the house run smoothly for everybody, right? We're creating a space. Maybe you have everything that you need, but your husband's like, I really need a space. We'll look at a way that you can kind of create that. It may be a room within a room. It may be just a designated area that allows him to feel like he's got a place to dump his stuff, to put his things, just to sit there if he wants to doodle, whatever he does, right? Men do weird things. So whatever they're doing, you may need to create a space for that. So what do you need this school year to make your day end with a smile? Number two, what can help your mornings run more smoothly? So maybe you pick a main room in the house and focus on what you need in your 2 hours every morning. So if it's the kitchen, our kitchen and hearth room are all connected. And that's where kind of all the action happens. And so I've been looking at it too, because you know what? I'm one who likes to put all my stuff on the counters, and my mom will come over and visit, and she looks for those clean counters, and I don't have them. I fail every single time. In fact, my challenge is that when she comes to visit, I actually have clean counters, which very rarely happens. And when I do, I call her and say, "Mom, you won't believe this. I actually have clean counters." And she's like, "Yeah, that's going to last all of 2 hours." I'm like, "Yeah, you're right." So for me, one of my goals this school year is to kind of create this space between my kitchen and my hearth room into the walking room and utility room. It's all kind of connected to where it all flows better, where we all have a place to drop our things, where I have a place to put things that I regularly bring into the household so it's not laying on the counter. Because you know how great it feels when you can see your countertops? You know it, right? That's why you get so ooey and gooey and all gushy when you watch HGTV and you see the kitchen. The counters are clean. You're like, "Oh, I just wish I could have that." You can. It's just clean counters. So maybe that's it for you. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's the bathroom. Maybe the bathroom for you is just crazy. Maybe you need to figure a way to organize your towels because everybody's getting ready. You only have two bathrooms and five of you are sharing two bathrooms. That can be tight. I remember those days. We had six of us sharing two bathrooms and it was crazy. So deep breath, just look at what you need in order to make your mornings run smoothly and then begin to work on that specific project. Don't let it run over into another room. It's just that specific project for the mornings. And finally, number three, what speaks life into your evenings? Have you noticed a trend here? We're talking about the morning and the evenings, right? How you're going to start your day, how you're going to end your day. It's so important. Think about what you can do to draw your family closer. You want to be able to invite your children in. I know that sounds strange. You're like, "But it's their home." Yeah, but depending upon the stage of their life, they may not feel like it is. Maybe their home is more on their computer or gaming, or it's chatting with girlfriends, or it's going out. You want to create a space that is drawing your family closer. Your husband comes in. Maybe he wants to go to that man cave that you already have, but you're like, "But I want you to be with the kiddos." Then create a space where he wants to be. And I know that's hard, but we've got to think about that. And we don't take time. There are so many things to consider, but this is going to get you started in the right direction. Think outside the box for your home. Maybe you can change up a room to create a space that invites your teens to hang out more with you, right? I know times are changing, and there's a lot of stuff out there that I didn't grow up with. And if you're as old as I am, God bless you. You know, we're getting more wiser, but things are changing for our generations that are growing up. We didn't have all these distractions. We didn't have all this technology at our fingertips. It is a difference now growing up than it was when we were growing up. And so we have to begin to work with it. Why? So it feels like home. Plus, guess what? Get your family involved. This doesn't have to all be on you, Mama. Oh, no, it does not. I mean, come on. But I do want to encourage you to kick it off, because then you have a say-so first in how you want things done. Then you can let them kind of add in their ideas, but you kind of create the blueprint first, and then they can add in all their other stuff. Shh, that's a secret between you and me. No one has to know that. But get them involved if they're old enough. You know, if they're teens and you know that they need a space, ask them, "Hey, if I was to put a room together for you all, what would you want in that room?" You know, once when you have a computer, and depending upon the computer, you don't need to have a new computer every single year. You know, we have Christmases that come up, you have birthdays that come up. Maybe you're giving gifts differently this year. Maybe you have younger children and they're beginning to start kindergarten and second and third grade, and you've got a fifth grader and you're like, "Oh my gosh, these are like pivotal years for us. They're fun, they're exciting, but they're also like, huh, we've got dance and gymnastics and we've got football and I'm coming and going and I don't know what to do." again, get them involved and say, hey, how can we keep things a little more organized so I'm not yelling at you guys as much? I mean, come on, really? That's what's happening. We're stressed out, but we're not taking the time to create a space that encourages not only the family, but you too. That's what we're getting real about today. You want your home to feel like a home. You don't want it just to be walls surrounding you where you feel like, oh my gosh. And guess what? If you're going through some rooms and making changes and you notice that, oh, I don't use this very often, then donate it. Give it away so somebody else can use it. Now, if it's truly trash, then get rid of it. Trash it. But if not, pass it on, knowing that somebody else is going to have an opportunity to use that. All of this can be so much fun. But you've got to make some time to figure out what really makes this house work for us, to make it feel like home. That's ultimately what we're doing. But I know for me, I've moved too many times that most of the time when I come into a home, yes, my goal is to make it our home, but most of our stuff makes it that way, right? Because you have the same couch, you have the same chair, maybe you have a rug or so, and you hang up the same pictures. That kind of makes it feel like home. But going that extra step as into what makes it all meld together, what makes it flow, what makes it synergistically smooth to where it energizes your soul deep within you. Oh, come on. We're talking about an HGTV home and you can have it, but it's going to be your home with your touches so you can have a smile on your face instead of, you know, living in the busyness and the chaos all the time. So deep breath. It's time to make it fun because soon it's going to feel like home. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a splendid weekend. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.